All right, hour number two of this Friday edition is upon us. Myself, Andy, and Charlie will be doing movies that you have to see at least once a year. My son Richard should be joining us here momentarily, although he does have a job, so we will maybe have to wait a few minutes here for him to call in.
I keep telling you, this would be so much easier if you'd simply fire him. Okay, and have his life center around the movie hour.
Us, right?
On Fridays.
Nothing else.
Exactly.
Don't worry about feeding the family, Richard. Just call in.
Hey, can I say something about these movies?
We have time. Go for it.
The movies that you see once a year, folks, it doesn't necessarily have to be your favorite movies.
No.
I'm going to give you an example right now. To me, the best movie ever made, I always say this, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Okay.
Do I watch it once a year? No. I've seen it too much. I've watched it to death. And generally, you're not going to say dramas, right? Because if you see something once a year, guess what? It's generally going to be stuff that you need a pick-me-up, and you need a lot of pick-me-ups throughout the year, things that help you escape, things that help you be happy. So we're not talking necessarily Hamlet. You know, the greatest performances. You may have some.
Yeah, I was going to say each his own, I guess.
Yeah, there are some great performances that you're going to want to see
over.
It's not
my pick.
I mean, Forrest Gump, you know, you might want to see Tom Hanks knock it out of the park again.
Right.
But usually those kinds of things, the Forrest Gumps and those great performances, usually I see those every 3-4 years. Honestly.
Okay. I'll give you that.
But there are movies that we're going to talk about today that, man, I need to pick me up. I need to be happy. I need to escape. I need to get away. I need to have fun. And sometimes I do want to get serious. But those are the movies I'm going to see once a year, and there's a bunch of them.
Okay, so what I want to do, since we're doing this week,
yes,
I want to get your idea for next week.
Okay.
I want to flip-flop this. And next week, I want to do movies you can only ever see once.
Oh, bad movies?
That you just never want to see ever again.
Okay, and they aren't necessarily bad.
Right. But it's just like, okay, I've seen it. I don't need to see it again.
It could be a rough watch.
Yeah, can we do that next week?
Yeah, but you're going to get mad at me. I already know what mine is.
Well, I don't care.
Schindler's List. You see, the one that you see every night for dinner.
All right, let's take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll get Richard going and have a nice long segment for this first one. If you got movie ideas for us, 307-200-8222 is the text line. Mighty Hand Construction is next, folks. In northern Colorado, if you need any kind of work done around the house, expansion, remodel, bathroom, kitchen, you name it, we've got you covered. Go to klzradio.com and look for Mighty Hand there. All right, Rich. Waiting for Richard. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy, and yes, Richard will be joining us here momentarily. But I'm telling you,
I see a phone
here
ringing.
He is. He's coming now, so here we go. All right, so should we... hang on, let's get him up here.
Is this what it was like as a child? Would you, like, leave him at truck stops and things, and he would always find his way home?
One time he got left because he didn't get in the car for school, and we just left him behind.
That is true.
And right, Richard?
And I also got left in, well, actually, I kind of got purposely lost because I was hiding and playing guns at school, or not at school, sorry, that's frowned upon, at the mall, which is probably even more frowned upon. Remember, and I hid in one of the coat racks?
Yeah, and we just left
in
you.
Between? Yeah, well, no, well, then it freaked Mom out, so she started calling. It wasn't good. You know, Andy, I got left quite a bit. I'll just say that.
Well, when you got left and not taken to school, is that why you are now terribly uneducated? I mean, is that what happened? Did it start?
Yeah, there you go.
I'm not saying it was all that incident, but did it start there?
That was the most traumatizing moment of my childhood.
Oh, geez. You're fine.
And
all right, let's roll.
He ended up going just around the cul-de-sac, but it was still very... upsetting.
I always wonder why you always say no, Daddy, no. I mean, geez.
Guys.
Because he wouldn't take you to school. Okay.
All right. We ready?
Are we ready? Richard,
ready.
Are you ready? It's movies that are so good. And by the way, Richard.
No, it doesn't mean they're so good. It just, you got to see them once a year.
Okay. You got to see them once a year. You're
doesn't
right. Because
good.
It doesn't mean they're great.
That's some on my list that aren't great movies.
No, that's a good point. In fact, Richard, I did say right up front that some of my favorite movies are not ones I see once a year because I've seen them to death.
Right.
There's some of them are movies that are so bad that you just have to watch them. Or you're not necessarily bad.
It's the car wreck.
Still entertaining.
Right.
You got to look.
Exactly. Like you can't look away.
All
okay.
Right. Well, you get us started. Here we go.
Okay. First of all, I want to get us started by angering both of you and making you both hate me for the rest of the day.
Okay.
Because I'm going to take one that you guys wanted, Tombstone. And I know we always say, do the I'm your Huckleberry. This time I want to listen to a little Kurt Russell.
Okay, let's hear it.
I'm real scared. Damn right you're scared. I can see that in your
skin
eyes.
That smoke wagon.
All right, man, go ahead. Go ahead, skin it. Skin that smoke wagon and see what happens.
Great scene.
Listen, mister, I'm getting awful tired of your...
I'm getting tired of your gas. Now jerk that pistol and go to work.
Billy Bob Thornton.
I said throw down, boy. You gonna do something or just stand there and bleed?
You gonna do something or just stand there and bleed?
No.
I didn't think so.
That's a great movie.
But enough about John and all his negotiations with businesses. And, you know, is that how you do it?
Oh, if only.
If only.
It was only that easy.
I'm telling you what, Tombstone, the thing about Tombstone is there are so many facets, so many good performances,
yep.
So many great scenes, so many good storylines. The one thing I'll say is for a once-a-year movie, it is a bit long.
Really?
Oh, I said a bit long. This isn't, we're not talking Titanic here, but it's a bit long. It's a bit much to digest in a busy schedule. How do you get it in? But I think it's terrific. What do you guys think?
I agree.
Richard?
Yes, absolutely. It's so good. It's one of those movies you forget about if you don't watch it, you know, pretty occasionally. So I'm with you. It's one of those where it's like, oh man, this is a really good movie. I forgot how entertaining it was, how good of a job Kurt Russell does. I mean, at the same time, though, Kurt Russell's good. I almost think Val Kilmer's better.
Oh, yeah. I think Val Kilmer was the best thing in the movie. He was unbelievable. And you know what? I don't think he won Best Actor for that, did he?
I don't remember.
No, he was a supporting actor.
Oh, he was incredible. Anyway, Richard, you're up.
Okay, well, so I like it, and I like we're going to... This is a great one. I actually like this topic because we can go so many different directions. I'm going to go with actually one I watched over the holidays here. I had some family in town, and Dad, you're going to appreciate this one. And it's a movie that we started watching it, and the girls in the house simply said, how can you stand this movie? It is so dumb.
I like it.
And it is Dumb and Dumber.
Because it is
so dumb, but it is fantastic. It's amazing. It's entertaining. You laugh almost every other line just because, I mean, I don't know how they kept a straight face. You almost want a blooper reel just to see how much they were laughing during the filming of this. Because it's so hilarious. You know, my hands are freezing. What? Oh, you want an extra pair of gloves? My hands are getting a little sweaty. You had an extra pair of gloves this whole time?
I know.
Yeah, we're in the Rockies.
We're in the Rockies.
Just so funny. And they are just so incredibly dumb that you just like...
I know.
I'll be honest, maybe it's a guy movie again because...
Oh, yes.
The girls in the room were like, how can you watch this? This is so stupid. There's no point to this. And I feel like that's part of it, right? Is the fact that there's no point makes it that much better. Yep.
Richard, many a marriage has been torn asunder by Dumb and Dumber.
Very true, Andy.
And with that, John, you're up.
Okay, I'm going to go with one that I just watched the other night because it sort of fits in with what... Actually, same actor Richard just mentioned a moment ago, and that would be Liar Liar.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Same deal.
Good one, Dad. I mean, that's a good one.
It's just one of those where Andy said a moment ago, just you want to get a release. You don't want to think about anything. You don't have to try to figure the movie out. You just want to sit and be entertained and laugh. Liar, Liar. There you go.
You know what, though?
His best performance, by the way, of all time.
Yes, it was. For me, I'm going to disagree only because, to me, that's one of those greats that I've overseen and I can only do once every couple years.
Hmm. Yeah, see, I don't...
But that's just me.
I'm kind of a once-a-year watching it guy.
Yeah, I literally overwatched it early.
Oh, there you go.
I burned out.
Okay. All right. Next.
All right. My next one, and this clip starts with music for a few seconds, okay. And then there's some talking. And it is a movie that I must see once a year, otherwise the marriage is in jeopardy. It is Con Air.
Define irony. Bunch of idiots dancing on a plane to a song made famous by a band that died in a plane crash.
It's good, actually.
Yes.
Steve Buscemi is so good in that.
I know.
Did you know that he's like the only one in that entire movie, the whole movie, he never sweared?
Really?
He used no profanity. His character did.
Was it because he's a psycho?
He's a psycho mass murderer, so he just talks like a professor almost,
right,
like this
right,
calm.
Right.
Yeah, and it turns out that he never does a bad thing in the movie, and his life is changed by a little girl who plays with him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was cute. I mean,
that's good.
That was a movie, though, once again, it's a muscled-up macho movie all the way, but so many good performances.
Tons.
Lots of great humor.
All right, let's take a call real quick. Richard will be after this. John and Cheyenne, you're next.
Hey, guys. How are you today?
Good. How are you,
good,
man?
Hey, John.
Good. Couldn't call this week because I was losing my mind, but this is a fun subject. I got two classics that I have to see every now and again. Usually about once a year they're on Turner Movie Classics. The first is Casablanca.
Oh, yeah.
And the second one, and I don't know if John's ever seen this, but I've mentioned it before, is John Wayne, Quiet Man.
Nope.
And they always show it around St. Patrick's Day because it's filmed in Ireland. But I would say the best fight scene probably in a movie for two guys in a barroom brawl.
Okay.
Andy, you seen A Quiet Man?
Only part. I have not seen all of A Quiet Man. It was on once, and I only saw a piece, and that was it. But I will say this. Casablanca, remember, when we were talking about great movie quotes?
Yep.
That has got to be the most quoted movie of all time. Certainly top 10.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then for comedies, I can't turn it off when it comes on, and even though it's 45 years old, is Animal House.
Yep.
It was on the other night. I watched it.
All the way through.
Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
Animal House is one of those movies where if you're flipping channels and you hit it,
you
stuck
stay
for the next hour and a half, 2 hours.
Animal House
a great weekend.
Hey, you too, John. Thanks, man. Take care. Go ahead, Andy.
Animal House made sure that an entire generation believed the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor.
True. Good point. All right, Richard, you're next.
Oh, very good. Well, I'm going to kind of go with, I'm going to go comedy. And not necessarily, I guess, I don't watch this every year, although you could. And honestly, because I haven't seen it forever. And that's going to be Ricky Bobby.
You ain't first, you're last.
Ricky Bobby is the official. I mean, so many good one-liners in there. And, dear 7-pound, 8-ounce baby Jesus. He's a grown man for crying out loud.
It's a good. I forgot about that movie, actually. Ricky Bobby.
It's so funny. And again, you forget about it because it really
shake
is
and bake.
Entertaining. Yeah, it's an entertaining movie. And again, a comedy. And I'll be honest, you don't have to think about it, right? It's not the super deep,
right,
conflicting film. And we need that right now, don't we?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yes.
I'll agree. Good one. Good one. Okay. Let's see. What is my next one?
Not super deep. I think it's time for you to go Schindler's List.
Not yet.
You're actually going to.
One that I do like watching every year, and I don't know why. Maybe it's just because of the business side of it and, all of that. But Wall Street. And it doesn't matter whether it's the first one or the second one. I like them both. Two different flares, but they're both good, and I could watch them both every year.
That is your kind movie.
Pretty good film.
I like it.
It's well done.
Gordon Gekko. The funny part about the second one is where he comes out with his, massive, Motorola phone from way back when that they, gave him when he first went into prison. They give it back, and this thing is, like, ginormous. Hilarious. Anyways, good movie. I like it.
Okay. All right, the next one, and this one, it's going to be a little hard understanding the guy talking because it's a trainer. It's, something O'Hallahan, I forget, from Dodgeball. And it's an old training film where he's Patches O'Hallahan training a little kid in Dodgeball and what's important.
Thanks, Patches. I can't wait to start my own team at school.
Attaboy, Tiger. But remember, dodgeball is a sport of violence, exclusion, and degradation. So, when you're picking players in gym class, Remember to pick the bigger, stronger kids for your team. That way, you can all gang up on the weaker ones, like Winston here. Nice one, son. You'll be an all-star yet. Just remember the...
Those are
just
funny.
So brutal.
I forgot about dodgeball.
It's
I'm
a game of
list.
Humiliation, degradation, isolation. Just, so make sure to pick the bigger guys. Oh,
does he start throwing wrenches too? You know.
Oh yeah. That's well, hilarious. Yeah. If you could dodge a wrench, you could dodge a ball. He throws wrenches at him.
Funny.
Dodgeball is one of the dumbest movies that. Mm-hmm. It's got so many funny moments that you can revisit it once a year, mm-hmm. and they just come rushing back.
All right, you're up, Richard.
All right, I'm going to keep that same theme of Vince Vaughn, Andy, and go with Wedding Crashers.
Wedding Crashers.
Yeah, good one.
Again, forget about it because it's such a quality – well, I mean, again, let's be honest, you're not watching it with the family around. But
no.
it's a funny film, enjoyable. You can turn it on at any point in time, kind of like John was saying earlier, and just watch it and just get a laugh and a half out of it, you know?
You know, if I come in halfway, though, I just don't know the plot.
Oh, jeez.
I'm kidding.
You know, I'm not.
No, that's funny.
I wonder, Andy.
I'm going to go stay with the comedy theme. I guess maybe because, you know, stuff to see once a year when you're just like, okay, I don't need to think. I just need to veg. That's where comedies come in and just really, you know, change the whole mood around. Watch this one the other night, and it's just hilarious, and I forgot how funny it actually was. That's Meet the Parents.
Oh, okay. You was going to take that one.
Meet the Parents. So, you know, you can milk anything that has nipples. I have nipples, Greg. Can you milk me?
Can you milk me?
That's got to be one of the funniest scenes in the whole movie. That and the cat using the bathroom.
Yeah, that was
where he goes in and the cat's on the toilet. You know what I mean? It's just hilarious.
Best cat scene is still Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, I don't know. When he paints the tail of this, you know, in Meet the Fockers, Meet the Parents, I should say, where he paints the cat's tail to make it seem like it's the real cat, but pretty good as well.
Yeah, that's true.
Pretty good. Anyways, Meet the Parents.
Okay, is it time for a drama? Nothing but humor.
Yeah, sure, be Debbie Downer. That's fine.
I'm going to be Debbie Downer. This one, the nice thing about this drama is it's only just over an hour and a half, and this clip is just 12 seconds. By the way, it's very hard to understand the kid because he has Down syndrome, the peanut butter falcon.
Tar, am I going to die?
Yeah, you're going to die. That's a matter of time. That ain't the question. Question is whether they're going to have good stories to tell about you when you're gone. And don't be a bitch. Let's go.
They can have good stories to tell about you when you're gone.
Exactly. It's just like, he's gonna pull him across a river, an incredibly dangerous thing, and he's honestly asking, am I going to die?
By the way. Really good movie.
Well, sure, we're all going to.
Great movie. Yeah, give you that one. Really good.
Oh, yeah. And all that's worth seeing every year.
Yeah, yes. No, that is once a year movie. Go ahead, Richard.
Richard.
All right. Yep. So I'm going to go with one that this is mainly because I've got Disney Plus now. And all of them are on there. And that's the Marvel movies, you know, mainly the Avenger and stuff. Obviously, you don't have to watch all of them since there are so many. But I'll be honest, they are all just entertaining, and it's nice to be able to watch and tune into a movie. And, again, not have to think. But and I know, Andy, you're going to say at least the you know, the Avenger ones are too long. But there's some funny ones in there. You know, Ant-Man is a funny one. Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
We watched that the other night. It's kind of fun. I mean, they're just kind of fun to turn on at any point in time and be entertained. And that's kind of, I feel like, what we're going with.
Oh, yeah. And I don't think the Avengers, the first one, was too long at all. I think it was tight. I think that one. And even the second one is still good. The first one was so tight and funny. It just raced. It was great.
Well, it's hard to go down or hard to go up from there, and you inevitably they're going to have to go down. But
yep.
Yeah, one of my favorites. I enjoyed it. They did a fantastic job.
Agreed.
All right. My next one is – I should have had clips for these because this has probably got, like, the best soundtrack of any movie of all time.
Here it comes.
That would be Top Gun.
I was mouthing the words with him as he said.
It is still one of those movies where – you know, not only is if it's on, do you leave it, but if you want to, you specifically go find it and watch it. So to me, that's a once a year movie.
Top Gun's fantastic.
Hey, Charlie, when we come back from break, give us a little, you know, you know, the
Top Gun
music there.
A little theme to Top Gun.
Yeah, come on, Charlie.
If you can't find it, sing it, Charlie.
Yeah, there you go.
Are we going to go to break now and then come back, or do you want to do...
Yeah, no, we can take a break. Let's take a break. We're up against that. We're fine. Let's do that. In fact, Roof Max right now is up next. Great new sponsor. Started this week, and I love Dave and appreciate him starting actually in a week where he probably had no idea how things were going to go, but it was a good week for him to start, had lots of listeners, and he's had a few calls already. We appreciate that very much, but what Dave can do at Roof Max is instead of a complete roof replacement, if your roof qualifies, and a lot do, by the way, he can actually rejuvenate your roof. It's a spray-on coating. I shouldn't say it's a coating. It's a spray-on material that rejuvenates the shingles, makes them more pliable again, and you can typically get 5, 10, or 15 years, depending on applications, out of your roof. In fact, they guarantee the 5 years on the application if it so qualifies. Find out today. Get a free roof inspection. Call Roof Max today. Dave Hart, 303-710-6916.
Roof Max in South Aurora keeps your roof going strong with roof rejuvenation. Modern asphalt shingles are manufactured with less oil than they used to be, so they dry out sooner, leaving them brittle and unable to expand and contract with the extreme temperature swings. Especially here on the Front Range, where your roof handles high elevation sun, UV exposure, and severe spring and summertime storms, along with more than twice the national average snowfall, your shingles wear out even faster. Roof rejuvenation with Roof Max could save you up to 85%. Just one application of their all-natural bio oil immediately adds 5 years to your roof, guaranteed. With up to three applications every 5 years, Roof Max could help your roof last 15 years longer. Save thousands of dollars by extending the life of your roof instead of replacing it. Call Dave Hart with Roof Max in South Aurora now at 303-710-6916.
Rather than struggling, you can expand your business with John Rush as your personal business coach. No matter what business you're in, it's always a mistake to wait, hold off, and see what happens. Now is the time to move forward. Two of John's clients are expanding right now, moving into new industries because they see an opportunity. John believes that as long as you fill a need, there's no reason not to grow. Send an email to John at rushtoreason.com and run your ideas by him today.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
There you go, Richard, Andy, everybody, Top Gun. Thank you, Charlie. I knew that was queued up because isn't that one of our drive radio intros? I believe it is. So it's already in the machine, so it's good, easy.
And, you know, we can all get behind Top Gun, Dad, for the fact that women are just as apt to watch it as men.
Yes.
Now.
Yeah.
It's a great family movie. Not, but anyway.
Absolutely.
It's a couple movie, not a family movie. But all right, who's up? Andy?
Okay, a movie that not many people think about, and I just like this little discussion while two guys, two losers, are playing video games, and they're discussing why you're gay. And this is the 40-year-old virgin. Oh, wait, 1 second. I got to get the volume. Make sure I got it right.
Yeah,
yes, I do. Here it goes.
Right.
So you're gay now?
No, I'm not gay. I'm just celibate.
That sounds gay. I just want you to know that this is like the first conversation of like three conversations that leads to you being gay. Like, there's this, and then in a year, it's like, oh, you know, I'm kind of gonna want to get back out there, but I think I like guys. And then there's the big, oh, I'm a gay guy now.
You're gay for saying that.
I'm gay for saying that.
You know how I know you're gay?
How do you know I'm gay?
Because you macrame'd yourself a pair of jean shorts.
You know how I know you're gay? You just told me you're not sleeping with women anymore.
You know how I know that you're gay?
How? Because you're gay and you can tell who other gay people are.
You know how I know you're gay?
How?
You like Coldplay.
That's so bad. Well, you're gay because you like Coldplay. Your macrame made yourself a set of shorts.
I think that was on one of our lists of the movies they can't make anymore.
I know. You can't. You cannot make that movie anymore.
Pretty much, no.
No, it's exactly right.
No.
You know, there's because you know his boss is like sexually harassing him the whole time too, and she's a female. Remember?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so bad.
Okay.
All right, Lord forgive us,
Richard. Rescue me.
Okay.
You're up.
We're gonna get on a better note and go with the Scientology route of Tom Cruise.
Oh, good. Okay, good. Let's do it.
And that's going to be Mission Impossible.
Yep.
Again, just easy to watch movies, yep. Enjoyable. Tom's great. Again, as crazy as that dude is, he's enjoyable to watch. It's fun. You know, again, you can just zone out.
Right.
And
yeah.
Just really enjoy the movie. And again, you don't have to worry about what's going on, and it's the fantasy land, and you know what's going to happen at the end, right? You know, Tom's going to run in his very fast-moving arms way and win.
Okay, I want to ask you both really quick here, and Richard, you first, then John. What's your favorite Mission Impossible?
First one.
I said Richard first. But that's okay, John.
I'm going to go with the second one. But I'll be honest, I really like actually these recent ones.
Yeah.
I like them. I think they're all done really
I haven't
well.
Seen those. I should watch those, I guess. I haven't seen the last one. I should do that.
You know what my favorite is?
Huh?
Rogue Nation.
It's a good one, too. I saw it the other night. It is good.
That was tight. I thought, and just funny. It had a lot of good humor.
Okay, now I have a question. Richard will not be able to answer this one, but Charlie and Andy, do you remember watching the original Mission Impossible?
Yeah.
Before these movies actually came out? Charlie says yes. You say yes, too.
Yeah,
and the tape actually used to, you know, smoke at the end.
Yeah.
Richard, you've never seen the actual TV series, have you?
No, I didn't even know it existed.
Yeah, there's a TV series. That's where it came from.
Okay. Yep, would have never guessed.
It came from a very popular pop-up book. No, it came from a TV series.
I would have thought that Tom Cruise would have just simply been the original guy, because he just does it so well.
Somebody wanted to know, since we were talking about Shorty jean shorts, are we talking about Dan?
Well,
oh.
That's for another time.
Sorry, Dan. All right. A listener also said, Bill said this, Dr. Strangelove is one that you should watch on an annual basis.
Classic.
I've only seen it like once. I don't know why. Okay. All right. Here, I have one that's, what, Charlie? Richard, what are you doing there?
Oh, sorry. I'm washing dishes. By the way, if you guys don't have this really cool...
You're washing dishes?
Richard, all of us were washing dishes. We could hear that.
Andy, I just fondled a five-week-old chicken that I just put on the grill, and so I have to wash the cutting board from that. If you don't have Dawn, and I'm gonna do an endorsement here, the Dawn Spray Dish Soap.
Okay.
So it comes in a little spray bottle, and instead of taking your dish up, Dad, you're gonna love this. I'll bring it over. You're gonna have to basically, instead of drizzling your dish soap on your dishes that you want to wash individually or using the nasty soapy water, you literally it comes in a little spray bottle.
Good
and
idea.
And you literally shoot it wherever you need to.
Nice
on
idea.
It, and it's done. Oh my gosh, it's genius.
Nice idea.
Walt showed it to me.
Yeah, nice idea. Okay.
You know, we hardworking Americans actually scrub the dishes. Just saying.
Well, or you less than intelligent American, because we have dishwashers now.
All right, I have my next one, which is a movie no child ever should ever watch, and I'm not sure you should ever watch this movie in mixed company, and I blame Charlie and Dan and Andy for actually making me watch it at one point, and now I have to actually watch it every year. That would be Team America.
Hey!
With the Marionettes.
You're a true American, but a bad person, nonetheless.
I'm so
lonely.
We played that clip one day, Dan and I did, and we forgot that there was a bad word at the very end of that, and we played it
you
too
played
far.
I'm so lonely?
Yes.
Oh, come on.
I'm so lonely. And there's that one part where he says, you're so stupid. I can't believe you're so stupid, or something along those lines.
I like the moment where they, you know, they're sending him undercover with the terrorists, and they say... you know, if taken captive, because they want to give him something,
right.
They say, if taken captive, you might want to take your own life. And you look down, it's a hammer.
So bad.
I know.
So bad.
Okay. This next clip is super quick, guys. It's 5 seconds. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's hear it.
And this is a movie that you can see every year, and it does not get old. Speed.
No. Poor people are crazy, Jack. I'm eccentric.
Poor That's people hilarious. Are crazy, Jack. I'm eccentric. I think that is just one of the obviously fast-moving movies, but I mean the plot.
Yeah, good.
Just zip, 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 zip. It does not slow down. That was one of those action movies that grabbed you by the throat to start with and would not let go.
Mm.
Just great, and what a great villain.
Dan says he doesn't wear short shorts, by the way.
Not anymore, he doesn't. Not after that comment.
He just texted in. So, all right, Richard, you're next.
Okay. I'm going to go a little bit different route. Andy, I think you may appreciate this one. Dad, you probably won't, but that's okay. And that's, again, because I'm on the Disney category, and so have Disney Plus around, and
sure.
I'm scrubbing my dishes here with my Dawn dish spray, which everyone should go out and get. You need to watch Toy Story, once a year. Because it is, when do you guys think the first Toy Story came out?
It's been a long time.
Long time. When?
Guess. Give me years. Years. Come on.
My goodness.
Let me see. I'm going to say 2000.
I'm going to go earlier.
Andy?
I'm going to say early 90s.
Mid-90s. 95 it was actually released.
Okay.
Wow.
Which is shocking, because if you actually go back and watch it, it is a mass. I mean, it's just beautiful. And it really hasn't changed.
No,
or gotten better. And it set the stage for what animated films are today. And movies that came after that aren't near as good as quality. So it's one of those, again, obviously we watch all the Toy Stories now with the little ones that we've got. But if you're wanting to be entertained, it honestly, it's a really entertaining movie. Anyone can watch it. So, pop on Disney Plus or whatever it is and find it, because you won't be disappointed, I don't think.
Okay. All right. I have got, listener just said this. It's on my list, but after Andy said earlier that, it's kind of one of those where I've seen it so many times, I still watch it, but I don't have to because I've seen it so many. But if you haven't, it's one of those you should. Listener mentioned this, so this is not mine. I'll give you mine in a second. Tommy Boy.
That was coming. That was coming.
Okay. The listener mentioned that. Not on my list because, I mean, Richard and I together probably have watched that one, what, Richard, 100 times or more?
Oh, more than that. It's so good.
What an incredible comedic performance,
Richard.
I mean,
Chris
Farley was lights out.
Andy,
what?
That's when real comedy. That's when real comedy existed.
That,
not this PC garbage.
That performance rivaled Jim Carrey in Liar Liar. I mean, when you're talking the top five ever comedic performances,
that's one of them.
Those two are both in there, and my gosh, he was so funny. And my wife, she can't stop watching Tommy Boy. She loves it. It's one of her favorites. You think it's a guy flick? Nope. Women love it.
All right, I've got my next one, which I know I've seen this one a ton, kind of the same category. Not a comedy, Western. I love Westerns, but this is one that I will find and watch once a year. That is Quick and the Dead.
Gene Hackman.
Gene Hackman, Sharon Stone, DiCaprio, Crow. I mean, there's so many good actors and actresses in that movie, and they're yet all in characters you would not, other than Hackman, they're all in characters you really would not depict them being in. Am I right in saying it that way?
Yep.
Sharon Stone, a gunslinger, Russell Crowe, the preacher turned, or ex-gunslinger turned preacher, then goes back to it, and DiCaprio being the head guy, Gene Hackman's son. They all do outstanding jobs.
They do. It's terrific.
Great. It's just a great movie. So,
okay.
Anyways, there's mine. Go ahead.
Really quick here from a few of our listeners. Christy Whaley, she says, To Kill a Mockingbird. Yep. And Big Country.
Big Country is good. I don't think I've ever seen To Kill a Mockingbird.
Classic.
I should watch that.
Classic. Martin Sorensen says, McCabe and Mrs. Miller. I've not seen that one. Rob Ludwig went way back to Altered States.
Ooh, good one.
Altered States. I had not thought of that one.
Me neither.
He's totally right. Richard, I know you already said the Marvel World, but I got to list one that I absolutely have to see once every year, even though I've seen it to death. It's that good. Guardians of the Galaxy.
There you go.
Oh, my gosh. Is that funny? And the action's good?
Oh, I agree.
Great
movie.
And Chris Pratt's fantastic. Great movie.
Great. I agree. Really good movie.
All Lights right. out.
You're up, Richard.
All right. I'm going to go with, I didn't think about this one, but you want to go with comedy and action, and there's going to be a few of these from this guy, and that's going to be The Rock. And my really movie I like of his of late has been Jumanji.
Well done.
Yeah.
Very well done.
Yeah,
he was fantastic.
Okay.
Funny.
Do you like the first one or second one?
You know, I like the first one better. The second one was funny, but it wasn't near as funny as the first one.
So the first one with The Rock, not the first one with Robin Williams, right?
Yes.
Well, I will say this. The first one with Robin Williams is good, but that's not in this category for me.
Agree.
No, and by the way, no offense to The Rock, but the guy who makes it go, who makes it hum, is Jack Black.
Oh, he does.
Oh, is he funny?
Yes.
Jumanji's great. A good movie, by the way.
Yep.
Really great movie.
John, you're up.
Oh, I know this is a really cheesy movie, and I watch it every year, and it's still cheesy. It's good. It was good in its day. Got some great one-liners, but it really is, you know, with the monster truck running over cars and just how they do everything, it is really, really cheesy, but that would be Roadhouse. Patrick Swayze.
That's
and all
going
the,
back.
I mean, it is, but it's
it
just,
is cheesy.
And it's cheesy, but it's just, it's one of those mindless movies you just watch it and get entertained.
The acting is so bad. They literally say hand gesture when they move their hand.
It's really bad. It is.
I don't care. It is fun, though.
It is Sam Elliott. And, oh, yeah. You know, it's just good. I'll sleep when I'm dead.
It is good, stupid fun. good, stupid fun. Okay, here's one, as you guys know, is a huge favorite of mine. I constantly mention it, and I have to now because I see it at least once a year. Megamind.
Yeah, never saw it.
Starring Will Ferrell. Hilarious, hilarious. Well,
okay, what makes the movie so good?
Oh, my gosh.
It's funny and witty.
It is very funny.
Isn't it a cartoon, though?
Yeah, but it's extremely funny. It is the single funniest cartoon I've ever seen, and I've seen some very funny ones. By the way, Jack Black was in one, you know, Kung Fu Panda. That's up there. But Megamind's the funniest cartoon I've ever seen, but it's also very fast-moving and with a neat little story and some good performances. What do you think, Richard?
Yeah, no, again, it's one of the more, it's one of the, I don't want to call it under the radar, but yeah, I guess it's kind of that, I mean, I feel like people kind of forget about it a little bit in that regard, and it's funny, it's enjoyable, again, entertaining, and overall just one of the better animated films out there.
Yeah, they make fun of being stupid and evil at the same time. It's pretty fun.
All right, yeah. Before you do yours, Richard, we have Jack with one. Jack, welcome, you're up.
Yes, sir. Drama would be 12 Angry Men.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just so much fun to watch that and see all those people that went on to bigger and better things. You know, because they're all really young actors.
I haven't seen that movie forever. I'll have to watch it again. I have not seen it for a long time.
Total classic, launched all kinds of careers.
And then the other one you can never see enough times is Blazing Saddles.
Yeah!
And we went to that. My wife and I went to that when it first came out, and we got there late, and we sat in the front row with all the junior high school kids.
That's great.
That's all that was left.
And, that's great.
Jack, one quick question. Do you need badges?
Do I need what?
Badges. You don't need no stinking
badges. We don't need no stinking
badges.
Oh,
it's okay, man.
It's a great one.
I love that movie.
Jack, thank you. Good one. I appreciate that. Great movie. Okay, let's do one more. Let's do yourself or yourself. Let's do you, Richard. I'll do myself after you're done. Then we'll take a break. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to go with one again. Keep on the Dwayne Johnson train, and that's going to be the Fast and the Furious. And I'm not necessarily the first ones, but the more recent ones are really good. We watched the Furious 7 last night, and that was really good in our opinion. And just, I mean, again, not great acting performances by any stretch of the imagination.
As long as they don't have Vin Diesel, I'll watch it.
I watch it for the writing.
Oh, jeez. Of course you do, Andy.
I'll watch it if Vin Diesel's not in it. How's that?
Well, then that's not most of them, Pops.
He's in some, though, isn't he?
You are a little too anti-Vin
Diesel.
Yeah,
he's in all of them. No, that's what I'm saying. He's all of them.
I'm going to throw this one out again, that one day, I know you don't like alien monsters and so forth, but I'm telling you, Pitch Black, if you want to see Vin Diesel in his prime, make a
There's
terrific
no Vin
movie.
Diesel in his prime.
Oh, he was.
No,
he was perfect
no,
for the
no.
role
Andy,
in
no.
Pitch Black.
No. Guy can't act if his life depended on it.
Richard, help. Did you see Pitch Black?
Andy, I haven't seen it. No, I haven't seen it yet.
So you guys are telling me Vin Diesel can actually act?
Okay, neither one of you has seen Pitch Black. Is it possible for a father and son to disown each other? There's got to be some legal proceedings.
Really? We'll just disown you, majority rule.
All right, I'll give you one. Let's see. And I do watch this one annually because it's dumb, it's stupid, it's funny. We have a lot of the one-liners in our opening for our show here. That would be The Big Lebowski.
Oh, yeah.
The Dude.
The dude minds.
The dude minds. I mean,
the dude does mind. It's not cool.
It's just, yeah, Bridges does just a fantastic job. John Goodman. I mean, he's just the angry, you know, friend that's always ready to shoot somebody. I mean, it's just, it's really good. It's a good movie. Should we take a break?
Let's take a break.
Okay, we'll come back. We'll do a couple more rounds. You can still text us. I've got a couple I'll read. 307-282-22. Up next, Barber's Foods. And, folks, man, if you want the best meat in town, and I do mean this, and the reason I say that is most of you don't know this, but Barber's Foods has been supplying the majority of the finer restaurants and even a lot of your organic supermarkets in town. The meat you see there, the meat you buy there, is the same meat that you can buy directly from Barber's Foods. That's how they got started. In fact, that's how they got started doing retail and coming on air with us is they got hit really hard when COVID hit because a lot of those places I just mentioned, restaurants especially, were not open. So guess what? They started selling direct to the public. So you can now buy the same high-quality meats you would normally get at a high-quality restaurant right on your own table and, frankly, at a fraction of the price. So go to barbersfoods.com. It's the best meat you'll ever eat anywhere, and I mean that sincerely, barbersfoods.com.
Barber's Foods has been feeding Colorado families the highest quality protein since 1949. For over 50 years, the Barber's family raised the last of Colorado-grown turkeys on a turkey farm in Broomfield. And today, the Barber's family distributes high-quality, natural, local, and organic proteins from animals raised on family farms. They personally know all their producers, so whether you're buying beef, bison, pork, or poultry, they know where it's coming from and the family who raises the animals with care and respect. Place your order now at barbersfoods.com or call 303-466-7338. Pick up your order at the Denver warehouse located at I-70 and Brighton Boulevard near the National Western Center. Or for those in the Denver metro area, Barber's Foods will deliver direct. Colorado-sourced bison, organic grass-fed beef, USDA prime beef, purebred Wagyu, slow-raised non-GMO Duroc pork, free-range chicken, non-GMO turkeys, and more. Barber's Foods, 100% Colorado native owned and operated. Barbersfoods.com.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Jody said, called these folks up to see about getting some equipment to help with an off-site meeting. What a surprise. It is so rare these days when someone exceeds your every expectation, but BES sure did. While the item I needed wasn't something they normally deal in, they called around, found a solution, and then called me back. Then, when we were talking through the pricing, they said, you know what, pay it forward. We've got you on this one. If you are looking for a business that tries hard for their customers and still believes in old-fashioned business values, you needn't shop further. This is it. If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or have a problem with equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
From the 560 KLZ traffic source, I'm Richard Beatty with your traffic and weather. We've got a crash coming in at South University in Evans, an accident at eastbound Arapahoe Road at 107th Street up north, cleanup stages at University at Fallbrook Drive. Now here's your Skyview weather. It's 44 right now in Denver with an overnight low in the 20s. A cold front is moving in, a high of only 29 for Saturday. That's traffic and weather from AM 560 KLZ, your premier media source.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. John Rush, Andy Pate, Richard Rush. We are talking movies that you got to see once a year. Just got to see them once a year. This next one, I'm going to do a quick clip. Okay. It speaks for itself.
It's no hassle. But I'm... All I'm saying... They're going to get a... I'm just... Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Look, let me tell you a little story about a man named...
Even before you start,
that was a preemptive... Just know I have a whole bag of... with your name on it.
It's so bad. It's, okay, Austin Powers.
Austin Powers is just, what can I say, great, innovative comedy.
Lord,
awesome.
Forgive us.
Just awesome. And what a great, by the way, one of the great, that could be, I think, let's put up in those top five comedic performances of all time.
Mike Myers, yes.
Mike Myers playing those two characters.
Well done. All right, Richard, you're up.
Yes, fantastic. Good job, Andy. You forget about it because it's so good, but it is a good one.
Yep.
All right, even though this one was Christmas and we just did this one several times, I've got to do it because you do have to watch it once a year, and that's going to be Christmas Vacation.
Yep, agree.
It is, again, I know we just did it, but you've got to watch it once a year. You got to enjoy it and sit there with the family and be just laughing out loud.
Yep.
When do you watch it? Just kidding. Go ahead, John.
Andy.
Anytime.
I have to watch it July 4th.
Yeah, you can. Anytime, yeah.
Okay.
All right, I have one that's a new movie, but I will be watching it once a year because it's got to be one of my favorite movies, Ford v. Ferrari.
Yep.
Oh, that's pretty good now.
Great movie.
What a couple performances. Okay, let me throw one out.
Okay.
It's another drama with a couple great performances that's worth once a year, The Green Book.
Oh, great movie. Agree, yes.
Awesome movie.
Yes.
Richard, you're up.
The Green Book, that's a solid one, Andy. All right, I'm going to go with one, and again, this is... Okay, I'm just going to say this for out. You can't watch all of it, but starting middle of the way through, or if you own it, you can just fast forward through all the parts, and that's going to be Gladiator. Because every time, you know, he's in the scene and they do the barbarian, you know, where they're the Carthaginians or whatever it is, and they, you know, they lose or almost lose, or they're supposed to lose and they don't lose, and then he says, "I am Maximus Decimus Meridius, commander of the army or the legions of the North." Oh, just so good. So good. But Andy, like, I know you'll say it's a little bit long, a little bit slow, and that's why, you know, you just watch it, you know, fast forward through all the parts and then go from there.
Actually, I think it's a little bit great. I think it's an awesome
movie
and a great choice. Yeah. I really do. John, you're up.
All right, any of the John Wicks. In fact, I think you need to watch them once a year in series 1, 2, and 3. I watched one the other night. They're just great.
And, yeah, and have your wife or girlfriend strapped to a chair having to watch it, eyelids open, the whole thing.
Great movie. Lots of action.
Okay, here's one that you got to see. Here's one you got to see once a year, How to Train Your Dragon.
Never seen it.
It's brilliant. It's awesome.
You got to, Dad. It's one of the best.
It's one of the best cartoons ever made, and it is just epic.
Okay.
You're up, Richard.
All right, I'm going to go with one. Again, a series, and I don't know if I would say watch this once a year, but maybe every other year, I guess you could say. And my wife and I, we almost actually got done watching them, but we didn't quite finish the last one. And that's going to be the Harry Potter series.
Never seen it. Because,
again, it's something you forget. Dad, it's something you forget how good it is, but it is really a fantastic movie, and they really do them well. And they pick up as you get to the end. Just really well done.
Richard, has there ever been a better set of core characters?
Well, again, no, we talked about this, Andy. I can't believe this group of characters, they kept them together for so long.
Yeah.
That's the one thing I can't believe. You know, they kept them together since they were kids.
Incredible.
Okay, I'm up, I guess. Okay.
Yeah.
And we'll make one more really quick round. Any of the, or all, I should say, of the Clint Eastwood spaghetti westerns you should watch once a year? Good, the Bad, the Ugly, all of them. High Plains Drifter. You name it, watch them all once a year. Yes, I've seen them 100 times, but they're still good.
My goodness, I've got so many that I still want to do. Let me throw one out that's a can't miss, The Italian Job.
Oh, it's on my list, yeah.
Italian Job.
It's almost wonderful. Watched so many times, though, I can almost skip it a year.
You can almost skip it a year. It's getting to that point,
yeah.
I understand.
I've
but
seen
for
it so
any
much.
Of you out there who have not seen it or
great
not
movie.
Seen it enough, see it again. Richard.
All right, Richard, you're up.
All right, Dad, this will be one for you, and that's going to be, on that same note, The Goodfellas.
Oh, it's on my list. Yeah.
So it really
yeah, it's on my list, and it's almost one of those movies that you guys are talking about where I've seen it so many times, I almost don't need to watch it annually.
You're getting to 2 years.
Yeah, I'm getting to where I've seen it so many times. All right, let me do one last one, and just because it's a fun movie and I enjoy it, it's kind of on the Tom Cruise theme, that will be our last movie, Days of Thunder.
Oh, okay. Good one.
There Rubin's, you go.
Rubin's racing. Rubin's
Rubin
racing.
Racing. Good job.
All right, I'll leave it at that. Next week, Richard, it's going to be movies that you can only watch once.
That you only watch once.
You don't want to ever see it again, not because it was either, you know, it may have been a bad movie, but maybe it's just one where it's like, okay, I've seen it. I never need to see it again. I'm good.
Fair enough. I like it.
So we'll do that next week. All right. We'll come right back. Don't go anywhere, anybody. Purify Chevrolet is up next. If you want to buy a new or used truck, we've got the place to go. They'll treat you fairly. They'll treat you right. It's like going back in time to buy a car, and it is not high pressure. I'll tell you that right now. That's Purify Chevrolet. Find them at purifychevrolet.com, 303-659-8311.
Hi, my name is Denny. I've been a customer of Purifoy Chevrolet since 1994, and I got attracted to Purifoy because I was and still am a Corvette enthusiast. And they were recommended to me to do modifications to my Corvette, and it's transpired into over a 25-year relationship now with the dealership. Over the course of the years, I probably purchased 24 Corvettes and numerous company vehicles for my business, and it's just been an outstanding relationship all these years. If you're a Corvette enthusiast, there's probably not a better place to take a Corvette for service or any modifications you'd like to make. And from the day I came up there back in 1992, you just come away impressed. I've known Rolly now for 20-some years, and a good business relationship turned into a very, very good personal friendship.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's afternoon rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us. You got one or two more real quick.
Let me throw a few in there. Three cartoons, Moana, Bolt, Finding Nemo, and then a few others. All of Me, Overboard, Sorcerer's Apprentice, Rush Hour, Galaxy Quest. They're all worth seeing once a year.
All great movies.
Yep.
All great movies. So, all right, we come back. We've got another full hour coming your way. We've got a very special guest joining us at the top of the hour who we've known around here a little bit, and she's been in Colorado some. Jennifer Kearns is going to join us. We'll talk a little bit about what happened this past week, and then Andy and I will finish things off after that, and we will have lines open, and we'll give you the answer to the impossible question of the day as well. So we'll be right back. Hour number three is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.